Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, heading northbound out of Sandton, very slow through Midrand and all the way to about Olifantsfontein at the moment. And then two accidents on the N3, one of them in Lindbro Park after Marlborough Drive, another one just after Modderfontein, causing some serious trouble heading down towards Gululies.
Minister in the Presidency, Marupene Ramakgopa, says South Africa is making significant progress in addressing grey listing concerns with the Financial Action Task Force. Key reforms include enhancing anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing frameworks.
Cabinet takes note of the complexities of nature of issues to be addressed, but remains committed to ensuring that efforts are heightened to address the remaining actions.
To the Northern Cape now, where the Education Department has suspended four white pupils from Hoërskool Daenefontein in Upington after they were seen on video using the K-word to a popular black TikToker known as Uncle Sino. The video has since gone viral on social media. And four of the seven people who died after a superyacht sank off the coast of Sicily suffocated in an air bubble as oxygen ran out. Divers reportedly found their bodies on the left side of the cabins. Italian prosecutors are investigating the boat's captain and two Britons who worked on the yacht. I'm Chanel Satemba. I'll be back with more news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok coach Rusty Erasmus made six changes, including two positional switches to the team that started the 31-27 come-from-behind victory in the first game against the two rugby superpowers in Johannesburg last week. Double World Cup winner Andre Pollard, who played off the bench at Emirates Airline Park, is back in the number 10 jersey, while Sasha Feinberg Ngomezulu moves to the bench as cover for fly half and fullback. Vili Leroux is another experienced World Cup winner who's back into the starting lineup. And speaking of that game, Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie says that that match between the Boks and New Zealand on Saturday at the Cape Town Stadium will not be televised on SABC 1. It was a one-time deal for that first game. Bafana Bafana captain and Mamelodi Sundowns star Ronwen Williams was recognized and nominated with a prestigious Yasfin Award, trophy at the famous Ballon d'Or Awards. The 32-year-old shot stopper is the first South African to be nominated at the iconic awards, and he cracked the top 10 list for the best goalkeepers of the 2023-24 season. In terms of who's going to be playing in his place because he's injured, that could be 27-year-old Sipho Chiani from Orlando Pirates. He stands a chance to make his debut for Bafana Bafana in front of his home crowd at the Orlando Stadium. Jessica Pegula will take on Karolina Mukova, with Emma Navarro up against Arina Sabalenka in the semifinals of the US Open. Pegula knocked out the world number one Iga Swiatek 6-2, 6-4 to reach her first major semifinal against the unseeded Czech. Will come after on Arthur Ashe Stadium as experienced number 13 seed Navarro goes up against Sabalenka for a place in Sunday's final. And Jack Draper, he proved his quality as he reached a semi-final at the US Open in straight sets over Alex de Minaur, and that was last night as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Since the beginning, I've always been the bigger person. Was it worth it? What are you missing? Am I unforgiving? But I'm not perfect, and I don't deserve this. You're still looking for friends in mine. Cover up that you're the bad guy. You still think that you are right. And it's such a sacrifice for you, but are you alright? I didn't have to think twice. There's so much that